Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, in the studio with us is a good friend of mine, actually, from the Ortonville area, Edie Barrett. Edie has something special going on. Nice to see you again, Edie.
Paul, it's great to see you.
We go way back, don't we?
We do. In fact, you were my supervisor, technically, when I had a foreign exchange student for 10 months. And yep. I loved working with you, and I loved that experience. So thank you so much for being part of that.
Yeah, it was a great experience, isn't it?
Oh, fabulous.
Bring
I loved
someone
it.
Someone over from another country to live with you for almost a year, right?
Yeah, she was 15. Yeah. Yes, she loved it. Even now, when she and I have engaged, this was her special experience. She really felt like she got a sense of the culture of America, and she went back inspired, I'd say.
Winnie Wu was her name,
I believe. From Chengdu, China.
Yeah, I remember her well. Nice girl.
She was great.
Well, that was what? Now she's what? 20?
25, probably. Okay. Yeah.
Time flies. So.
It does. So it's good to see you.
Yeah, well, nice to see you again. And you've been very busy with your life lately, haven't you?
I have. I decided late in life to go back to school. So I have a master's degree from the Humphrey and took on a minor. And even though I've technically graduated, I've stayed in school because I love it so much. So this is me trying to figure out, how do I use my education and bring it back to the region? So this is we'll see what happens with this.
Okay. So what are we going to talk about this morning then?
So I have a series of classes that I've created that focus on health and well-being. And basically, it's about, there are four classes, and they focus on providing information and tools to empower people to actively engage in their own positive health outcomes through lifestyle choices. And I'm so grateful because Southwest Initiative Foundation has funded this project. Mm-hmm. And then collaborative partners are Big Stone Area Growth, Chris at Madison Mercantile, and Big Stone Wildlife Refuge with Brandon Semmel.
Okay. So basically it's classes that you'll be putting on. People can come to those classes to learn about positive health and lifestyle changes to be more positive. And well, our world's in kind of a chaos right now, isn't it? And we need some of this positive
stuff.
Yes,
I think we do need some tools to think about how we can be more resilient. And part of the class for me, you know, I'm from Ortonville. I love what Chris is up to at the Mercantile. That's so fun. But it's also a way to expand our connection regionally. Mm-hmm. So there are four classes.
Okay.
The first one is next Monday, June 16th, and it's about meaning, purpose, and happiness. The second class is on wonder and awe and the benefits of nature. Mm. That's on Monday, June 30th. The third class, Be Here Now, Mindfulness and Meditation. That's July 14th. And the fourth class, Wonder and Awe, the Benefits of Nature, is actually at the National Big Stone Wildlife Refuge. So the first three classes are at the Mercantile.
Okay. Yeah, and let's talk about meaning, purpose, and happiness. That's the first class, and so you'll be teaching that. And
yes. So
what are we going to do?
I'm going to give you a little homework, Paul.
Oh, I love homework.
We can all learn.
Okay,
so what I'm going to do in this class is talk about some of the leading researchers on meaning, purpose, and happiness. And so the one that I want to talk about with you is Tal Ben-Shahar. So I really like his approach. He's actually fairly famous, written many books, New York Times bestseller. But he has a really good analogy for happiness in that it's a little like looking at the sun. So if we say, I want to be happy, we paradoxically get less happy. And it's like looking at the sun in that it's too bright and we hurt our eyes. But if we look at the colors of the rainbow, we can see a reflection of the sun. So what he proposes is that we pursue happiness indirectly. So the components of that, which are like looking at the rainbow, is a spiritual component. That if we think about our life in terms of mindfulness, prayer, meditation, and being present, that's an aspect of happiness. And I think what I would also say is his goal isn't that we get happy, it's that we get happier.
Oh.
that we look at this in small doses.
Nice. Yeah, prayer and meditation and mindfulness. Slow your mind down a little bit, right?
Yes.
Think what's going on.
Exactly.
Yep. I have a dietitian that works with me, and she says, mindful eating.
Oh, yeah.
And I've really tried to practice that, you know. Look at the food you're going to eat.
Yes.
Think about it. Look at the color, the texture.
Exactly.
Slow down.
Exactly.
We're also fast to do things, not just eating, but things.
Yes.
That's my little two cents worth.
Well,
sorry.
And you're exactly right. So I also, when I'm doing mindful eating, I think about who grew this food and where did it come from?
Right.
Who was in the field and how far did this food travel? And I'm grateful that it's on my plate and that I get to sit down and enjoy it. So absolutely, mindful nutrition is a really important part of healthy living and healthy lifestyle.
So what's my homework then to answer this question here? What gave you sense of meaning, purpose, and awe today?
So a little bit. So Tal Ben-Shahar breaks down the rainbow in, I think it's five different elements, spiritual, physical. So just as you were talking about, quality nutrition, being present for our food, touch, exercise, sleep, and rest, intellectual. Turns out curiosity is really important. People who are curious and lifelong learners actually live longer. So being open to questions, exploring, that's all intellectual. Relationships, positive engagement, spending time with people you care about, cultivating new engagements, emotional. That, you know, being human, there's a full range of emotions that are normal and to experience those without self-judgment. Mm-hmm. So what he's proposing is we look at all of these areas in our life and think about, okay, I could make some change with the physical. Maybe I need to do more exercise. Maybe I need to be better with my sleeping habits. So really, for all of these classes, I'm looking at small increments of change that are sustainable. Mm. So I'll give you a quote that was offered to me in my 20s, and I've never forgot it, that a ship moving across the Atlantic with a course degree correction of 3 degrees will either end up in Africa or Europe. So I'm not looking for major life changes. Mm. I'm looking for the small little tinkering where we can improve our happiness, our health and well-being, okay, whether that's physical health or mental health.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting, Edie.
Well, thanks, Paul.
I think I'm coming to the class.
I would love to see you there. That's the first class, yeah. Yes.
And when is it again?
The first class is on Monday, June 16th. This was just in your paper here in Madison last week, the Ortonville paper. Also, I'm easily available on Facebook. My posts are public, so yep. Edie Barrett. More information could be found on Facebook for someone who's interested.
Okay, so let's talk about meaning, purpose, and happiness. Monday, June 16th, 6:30 to 7:45 at the Madison Merck.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's hope to see you
class.
There.
Yeah, that's the first class. Is there a cost?
Sliding fee, $10 donation per class.
Excellent. And then you can get a coffee, too, and stuff like that, right?
You can. So doors open at 6 o'clock. If you want to come early, get settled, find your spot, I would recommend bringing something to write with and maybe a piece of paper.
Okay. Good. All right. And then there's other classes that you mentioned earlier.
Yep.
Is that like every other week or every
yes,
week?
Yes, every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm trying to do Monday night so I don't interrupt with, you know, yep, people's traditions yep. on Tuesdays and Wednesday evening. And then we start getting into the weekend and it's lake time, well, right?
That's right. It is. All right. Did we cover everything? You got some more stuff
you'd
like to share?
I think that's what I just would like to... I think that's it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I want to understand my homework here. You gave me a sheet of paper here.
Yeah, so what I would like you to do is between now and the class, I'd like you to think about areas of your spirituality, physical, you know, the areas of exercise or sleep.
How did I care for my body today?
Exactly. Okay. Intellectual. Did you learn something new? Did something inspire you? Maybe you read something interesting.
Okay.
Relationships, just even being present with someone, truly being present for them for, let's say, 2 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
Just look in their eyes, be with them, listen to them. It's incredibly valuable, not only for you as a listener, but for them, okay. that people are genuinely seen and that you're invested in them. Emotional. Emotions are part of our lives. So what emotions did you experience today?
Okay.
So
I can handle that homework.
Yeah. So just think about, is there one of these areas where you could just do some small, that 3 to 5 degree course adjustment and add something that will move you towards greater happiness.
Okay.
That's your homework, Paul.
All right.
If you choose to
that.
Accept it.
I can do that. And I'll do my best to be there Monday, June 16th, 6:30 at the Madison Mercantile.
Yep.
And thanks for coming in, Edie. That's
good
great.
Good to see you, Paul.
So
as
what,
always.
What's your title here then?
Oh, well, you know.
You've got a bunch of titles.
I do. I would say that I'm a health and well-being social science researcher. I mean, I think that's what I am at this point, yeah. you know.
You enjoy your work? I can tell.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I do because, you know, not only do I learn for myself, but it affects the relationships in my life. And to be able to give back to my community and region and help people improve their quality of life. Yeah. And, you know, it's very common now, this idea that we're really struggling with loneliness.
Right.
That let's re-engage with each other. Let's really focus on, you know, how can we find our sense of belonging and connection, not only to ourselves, but with each other.
All right. Thank you, Edie, for coming in. Appreciate it.
You're so welcome. I'm so happy to see you again.
Yeah. Edie Barrett from Mortonville, and her first class will be, once again, Monday, June 16th at 6:30 at the Madison Mercantile. Just show up, right?
That's right.
All right.
Thank you, Paul.